Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. I wanted to say hello and make sure that we're good to go. I want to make sure that we have everything set, and we're going to have a show about the abundance of love and making sure that we're doing what we got to do. So we're going to talk about the abundance of love, and I wanted to make sure that we're doing everything to have the seminar going good and well. We're having a little problem with Facebook, and of course, it's always something, but we're going to keep going on with the show. So it's an error with them. So I will make sure that we get this going and up and ready for you. So we're talking about dating and the abundance of love and whatnot. So when we talk about abundance of love, we're talking about a level of loving yourself, loving others, and being able to find self-love. We talked about this before in the last live and everything else. So with that being said, I want to make sure that we're doing everything possible that we can to make sure we have a good show, and we're talking about dating today. So, you know, with dating, we can deal with narcissists, with sociopaths, pathological abusers, tormentors, gaslighters, technology abusers, and, you know, the epic failures with Facebook is not acceptable, and I will address it with Mark Zuckerberg. This has been a habitual antic with him, and I don't like it, and I'm documenting all of this because when I go to federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court, we'll be talking about that at large, about technology abuses and the provoking and the gaslighting BS that they keep up at Facebook, and it's just unacceptable with social media. So outside of that, we're going to talk about how to date abundantly and date and find love on the internet. And part of that is finding a good person, and a person who is a safe dater emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, economically. And when you're dealing with dating sites, including up to Facebook or Instagram, or you're talking about Twitter and things like that, you have to be able to date successfully and without issues and problems. And when someone is problematic, including up to an IT tech and issues and errors and problems and whatnot, I tell you one thing about it, you have to get rid of those type of people. Because it's narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, and tormenting and dating. And that's the reason why we're here, to give you tips and tricks on how to date successfully, date safely. And then on top of that, date people who are mentally healthy for you, not mentally unhealthy or need to see a mental health provider or evaluator. And those are things that I would suggest for people who are dealing with narcissistic people. And then especially with online dating, it's becoming very risky, especially dealing with dating websites such as Facebook. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend Twitter to find anybody good. So when I tell you that there's levels and layers of how you have to deal with those type of things, a lot of the times it's dealing with the person who's a narcissist, sociopath, bad blood. And dating, you don't want that. You want somebody who's actually going to decently treat you well and treat you kind, not somebody who's going to abuse you, provoke you, gaslight you, or do things to sit there somatically to really, really cause issues and problems. And like I told you, I've been having a number of problems with Facebook and also Twitter, as well as lives and things like that. So excuse me if I periodically try to get it reconnected to the Facebook page. It's a whole level of a disaster with Facebook, and I don't recommend the website. I think they should shut it down, honestly. And then on top of that, along with Twitter, because it's been nothing but a nuisance and aggravating and a provoking, gaslighting antic. And anytime I have to go live, it's always problems and issues with IT or networks or cable providers, including up to AT&T and Cox Cable. And I don't recommend either one of them for business, and I don't recommend them personally either, because what you're going to deal with is a lot of piss poor customer service, nastiness and evilness and decisiveness and provoking and gaslighting BS. That's just what I'm dealing with trying to get my live situated with my Facebook page. And not only has Mark Zuckerberg been addressed about these different things, but he knows exactly what he's doing, and so does his IT tech DevOps, so does Twitter DevOps and Periscope. So we're going to get that out of the way. I want you guys to understand exactly what I have to deal with these narcissistic, somatic, cerebral, silicone, violent type people. They're nasty narcs, and they're wealthy, well-connected narcs, and they're disgusting, despicable people I don't recommend to do business with. And again, I wouldn't date on Facebook. I wouldn't date on Instagram. I wouldn't date on Twitter or Periscope or anything like that. When you're looking for online dating, you're wanting something that's going to be peaceful and happy for you. You're going to want it to be something that's going to work out well for you, and you're going to want it to be something that works out for you to be able to find someone who is good for you emotionally, mentally, financially, and even sexually. And when you're sexually mismatched with somebody, emotionally mismatched with somebody, mentally mismatched with somebody, or you're dealing with a narcissistic prick, then you're going to really have a lot of problems. So I recommend you guys getting dating tips and things like that. So I'm going to give you those different things. so that you can begin to acknowledge the presence of dubious behaviors. And when I talk about dubious behaviors in dating, it means including unsupposed separation abuse, narcissistic coercive control, DevOps, antics, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, harassment. With IT specialist, I deal with that currently. And he and I, we are separating completely, 100%, because he doesn't know when to quit. And then on top of that, I have to deal with it on social media. And it's really affected my brands and re-roll out into dubious, nasty, narcissistic behavior. It's the reason why I don't recommend dating online. If you're going to do it, I'm going to give you the tips and tricks on how to acknowledge the presence of dubious behavior and people who present as Prince Charming or Miss Princess Charming, and some of them are sociopaths, psychopaths, and phobatic, cerebral, narcissistic people who shouldn't be dating anybody, period. And I've got exes that are a prime example of what I would not date or recommend to anybody else for their mental health, emotional health, and so they're going to end up seeing a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, or sitting in a coach's office like mine. So when I tell you guys that you wouldn't want that type of thing, I'm recommending that, because when you're dealing with a narcissistic prick, a full broker, gaslighter, a DevOps type of person who has the background in IT to do these type of manipulative things, that is something that I would not recommend anybody to online date, anybody like that, because you really have to get to know that person for real, to know that they're not a cerebral, somatic, narc, a pathological abuser, provoker, prankster, and a gaslighter, and abuser, and a phony, disgusting jerk, and a physical sociopath, or a psychological, emotional abuser, or tormentor. I was dealing with that with dealing with an IT specialist, and I would never date one again, and I don't recommend it to anybody unless you really know the person. And then on top of that, if you meet them online, you definitely need to get a background check, and then you also need to get a federal background check, and then also you need to know if they're not a pathological narcissist, sociopath, prankster, provoker, gaslighter, and emotional abuser, or an IT person with, like, you know, a website owner, something like that, somebody who knows how to damage websites or who knows to do DevOps and knows how to mess up your business and things like that, or your presentation. That's why I'm dumping this man, and 100% we're going to be separating 100%, because he doesn't want to quit, and I'm done. And so I want you guys to understand what online dating's like when you're dealing with somebody who's abusive, psychopathic, and things like that. On the flip side of that, dealing with somebody and acknowledging dubious behaviors in dating is generally something you want to do as a rule of thumb, and something that I would tell you guys that you definitely want to get and know somebody before you date them and actually claim them as your boyfriend or your girlfriend or anything like that. And when I tell you dealing with a psychological abuser, emotional abuser, tormentor, provoker, and a gaslighter, that it's not something you want. And again, from time to time, I'll be trying to go live and do my stuff for Facebook. But if it continues to go like this, I'll document it, and I will absolutely put it in my lawsuit that I am going to take against Facebook and Twitter and Periscope. Because this goes on morning, noon, and night, and it's become a habitual, redundant antic. And I'm documenting it all for court, and it's also streamed to other places. So you guys can get the lives and everything else elsewhere on YouTube, and you can also get them also on my other Facebook pages, if the ones that are actually live. But it's seeming like there's an issue and problem, multiple issues, and I will address it with Facebook, and I will be taking Mark Zuckerberg to court. I've addressed this thing back in 2016, 2017, 2018, and I've also addressed the issues with the provoking, gaslighting, BS, and the fake accounts and the fake levels of reviews and things like that. And he was a narcissistic prick that did that, and his father. And I will be taking them to federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court. So it's a lot of issues, multiple with Facebook, that I will address, and I will be going to federal court, criminal court, civil court, county court, and asking for restitution about. Because it impedes business, and whenever I have good lives and things like that, they're messing up my business and messing up my monetization, and there's issues and problems with Facebook and their transparency that they need to be sitting at Senate and Capitol Hill, and they also need to be having fines, and they need to actually be shut down and actually were sold off to someone else who knows how to be economically, financially responsible, internet responsible, and safe on the internet as well, and I'm tired of it. So that's that. So when you know it's dubious behavior, if you've been with lots of failed relationships, and then you must realize that you're dealing with a lot of those breakups and things like that, when you're dealing with a psychological abuser or things like that, or emotional abuser, or a person who's a narc or a sociopath or pathological provoker, prankster, or someone who likes to get underneath your skin, like I have an IT specialist, like I told you, and he's going to be dumped, and he absolutely, the other two have been dumped, and I will be suing them subsequently in court, and this third one will be going to federal prison and state penitentiary, and also I'll be suing him for all the damages to business as well, and the narcissistic prick in Liverpool. He knows what exactly what he's doing. He's playing my federal records and things like that. I would never date him to save my life because he's a miserable prick, and he's a wealthy, well-connected narc as well. So when we talk about these different things, we talk about financial abuse, coercive control, and we talk about things that can be prevented. So I want to go over these different things that narcissists do. And then when they use social media to do that as well. So when we talk about that, it can be prevented if you acknowledge the presence of dubious behaviors and then also the early stages of the relationship and during your dating times. Therefore, if you can see things or you see the red flags in someone, you can confront him or her about it and look at each one of these different things and decide whether or not is it something that you can go on with or if something you can tolerate or something's becoming detrimental, deadly, homicidal, or eight stages of homicide and dealing with a narcissistic, obsessed, fatal attraction, fatal vow type of person that you would not want to recommend dating or meeting on the internet. And sometimes you can't help out but meet someone and they do the prince charming, princess charming type of thing in the beginning, and then you end up realizing you got a sociopath you're dealing with. So when I tell you that it's something that you don't want to deal with, it's something that you have to at one point in time go and address all these different things. And I'm addressing these things out live on Facebook for people to understand what I'm dealing with personally. And then with the DevOps and for Facebook. And it's been a multiple issue. I've been notified them in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. So Mark Zuckerberg's well aware of that. So I'm making sure that it's documented here while I'm doing this live and the Abundance of Love seminar. So what we're talking about is learning how to date and date safely, and then dating online on the internet, which I don't really recommend, but if you're going to do it, here are tips on having a good life and dating life. And if you have found a date whom you really like, it's important for you to still be aware of your priorities and that you matter. Your emotional sense matters. Your mental health matters. Your levels of business matter if you're a business entrepreneur and things like that, or if you're a regular citizen every day and you're a support personnel, that your life and your priorities matter, including up to your mental health. And dealing with a mentally unhealthy, provoking, gaslighting, narcissistic person is not something healthy. And that's why I said online dating, I don't recommend it. I have had nothing but misery. I'm not recommending levels of dating websites, things like that, because every time I've dated someone online, it's been nothing but misery, upsetting, aggravating, provoking, gaslighting, BS. And it had like strategic like levels of emotional abuse and torment resulted from that. And I would never recommend dating online again to anybody else. But if you're going to do it, I'll give you tips and tricks on how not to criticize your date or things like that, how to learn how to control things and your drinks, or if you're out of your league or things like that, or things that we all deal with dating. And when I tell you that I don't recommend online dating websites, it's because most of them do not have psychosocial eval. And I would recommend anybody doing psychosocial eval with someone, and people can always beat those two, especially narcissists and sociopaths and pathological abusers or wealthy, well-connected IT jerks and nerds and things like that. Those type of people I don't recommend dating, because they know how to provoke and gaslight even when you stop dating them, and they will provoke and gaslight, and they don't stop until you go off on them, and then they try to paint you out to be crazy after you respond to their dubious behaviors, their outlandish behaviors, their narcissistic behaviors, their basic prick behaviors, and they're just despicable people who can't be trusted. So when I tell you that they have dubious behaviors, they'll do those things throughout the relationship, and by the time you're realizing you're dealing with a fatal attraction, fatal vow, sociopath, that watchful provoker, gaslighter, just like the Liverpool jerk, just like the one in Ohio, just like the one that I have had to deal with, there's levels and layers of where you have to deal with the IT hacks, IP hacks, and I'm dealing with it right now. As you can see right there, you can see the cable company and things like that. I'm dealing with the 31 Romeo and his dad, and they're narcissistic pricks, provokers, gaslighters, abusers, and I do not like them, and I absolutely will be walking them out federal handcuffs, restraining orders, restraining orders and do not contact orders. Now we'll be suing him subsequently. Now we'll be suing Facebook subsequently because he provoked the gaslight on Facebook. He also did it on Twitter. So that's why I said I would not recommend online dating, and I would never recommend any online dating websites, neither Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, none of that. Because when you're dealing with people who are narcissistic pricks and things like that, you will deal with this type of stuff, and it will go on and on even after you've dumped them. So when I tell you that you have to prioritize your life and be independent and confident, you have to get to where you're not codependent on someone, and where you're not codependent on them for likes, and where you're not codependent on them for continued levels of approval, because they will do everything possible to do that, to destroy your emotional health, your mental health, especially if they're unhealthy people you shouldn't be dating in the beginning. So when I tell you about criticizing a date, you won't be able to gain a lot of things if you criticize your date by talking about him or her with your friends, because a lot of times you're going to get friends who don't know how to pick people either. So I would suggest that you know what you want in dating and then be able to understand to keep in mind you don't want to be criticized in your actions. You simply don't like your date, then get up, leave, and go out from the date and say to yourself, you should be mature enough not to set up another encounter with a person like that. And then on top of that, if you see things that are red flags, then get up, leave, and tell them, I would just like to end this date, and I'm sorry, we're not compatible, and leave. I would say controlling your drinks and things like that. Drinking a bottle or two of your favorite beer while you're dating is not a sin, but getting crap faced and completely wasted while you're on a date, you should control yourself and not get too much to drink, because you don't want to be sloggered and be kind of like what they call sugar honey iced tea faced and things like that. And that's if you tend to be over drinking, and you should avoid it all by all means, then don't drink on the date and don't be smashed and things like that. White girl wasted, black girl wasted, or black boy wasted. White boy wasted on your first date. So when you think about those different things, you want to control your drink. If you're out of your league, that is another thing about dating. when you're out of your league and you have a tendency to bring yourself down by dating somebody who's a little out of your league, it's not a good idea because you'll always feel like you have to measure up to that person. And you'll always feel like you'll have to have a tendency to not be good enough to a certain person, an individual. Or you may end up with someone who's not good enough for you, or they're not meeting up to your standards, especially when you're talking about mental health, emotional health, and emotional safety, and dating a person who's not a narc, sociopath, fatal attraction, fatal vows, fatally obsessed type of person, just like an IT tech or a provoking prank. Gaslighting Canadian jerk or a miserable sociopath from Liverpool or things like that. So when you're talking about those different things, that person's not good enough for you and they don't know how to stop their boundary crossing and provoking gaslighting BS. So like I was telling you, that has become more of a level of you having confidence, not being codependent on approval for dating. And if you're dating out of your league or if you're dating a wealthy, well-connected person, you better be careful because sometimes wealthy, well-connected people are narcissistic, sociopathic, pathological pranksters, provokers, gaslighters, and they like to test boundaries because they have money and they think that can get them out of everything that they do. So I want you guys to understand exactly what that's like. And then when you're dealing with levels and layers of it's time to become more confident in what you want and saying no or dumping a person who's wealthy, well-connected, and a narcissist, and a sociopath, and a prankster, and a provoker, and a gaslighter. So I want you guys to understand that in the sense of bad dating. And when you're going towards good dating and what you need to do to be able to date better and determine what you really want out of dating. So when you're thinking about what you really want dating and you want to prevent wasting your time or wasting someone else's time or someone continues strategically doing things when you dump them and they cannot accept, I don't want to date you, I don't like you, I would never go to walk down the aisle with you, you're a provoker, you're a gaslighter, you're a prankster, you're a person, I don't like your sense of humor, you're a miserable jerk, you're nasty, you're narcissistic, the things that I feel about this man and several others that I've dated. So when you're thinking about that and you're talking about dating healthily, you want to be able to have no scars psychologically from dating. You want to be able to mentally, emotionally be able to leave a dating situation and not have to see a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, or have to see an MSW, LSW, or someone to help you sort out all the scars and emotional abuse and torment that you go through with dealing with narcs or pathological abusers or people who go and do prince charming, princess charming in the beginning. And then when you get through dating them, you realize you're dealing with a sociopath, pathological abuser, narcissist, and a person who likes to prank, provoke, and test your temperament and continue to gaslight and bully and harass you even when you're not dating them anymore. It's kind of like my situation. I want people to understand from my point of view as a dating guru and a dating specialist and a divorce coach, a relationship coach, a marital coach, and counselor, I don't recommend online dating because I dealt with that and thinking that somebody was a decent person and he turned out to be a crappy jerk and a miserable sociopath, a wealthy, well-connected douchebag, and I would never date him again, and he knows it. And then there's several others that were acquaintances, and they're like fatal attraction, fatal vows, and fatal obsession, and it's just nothing cute about it. It's just despicable. It's a turnoff, and he's just a creep. So when we talk about those type of things, you don't want to get to the point that you've had bad dating experiences or you end up having a baby by a narc or no sociopath or pathological abuser, tormentor, prankster, provoker, somebody you don't find their humor funny and they find what they're doing sadistically to you to gaslight you and get on your skin. The things that I deal with. And then as an entrepreneur, when you're dating, and it makes it twice as hard when you're dating out there and being a business owner, and when you deal with a narcissistic prick or sociopath or a person who's controlling, coercive control, gaslighting, provoking, bullying, and things like that, you don't want that. You definitely want to date somebody who is emotionally healthy. You want to date somebody who is psychologically healthy, not a narcissistic jerk, not a provoker, gaslighter, not a bully, a harasser, not somebody who messes with social media, not someone who does DevOps antics, not someone who continues to do force of controlling nasty, evil things or makes fake reviews and does things like that. I have a narcissistic prick that I'll be taking to court and Facebook to court subsequently as co-conspirators with that because I asked them to remove the fake reviews. That's why my reviews are not on there on Facebook right now because I will be going to criminal lawsuits and restraining orders, and I will be suing Facebook, and I will be suing Instagram, and I will be suing Twitter and Periscope for Tina Lawson's antics, and my Fed Arrow X for all the antics that he did. So I want you guys to understand these dating tips and what dealing with this type of narcissistic prick, that's why you leave them, that's why you divorce a narc, that's why you deal and you go and find your way to heal before you go back out there dating and before you actually go back out there online dating, because I don't recommend it because I went through three separate narcissistic pricks, and I would never, ever recommend ever going on dating websites again because your likelihood is 50-50 of dealing with a good person versus a bad person. And then on top of that, with online dating, you moms need to do a background check to make sure you're not dealing with a sociopath and a serial killer and a borderline provoking gaslighting narc jerk. So when I tell you guys this, it's not because I'm trying to steer you away from online dating, but if you're going to online date, know what you're dealing with, know the downside. So let's talk about the good side. when you fix yourself up for the date, smiling on your date, you know, your posture, shaving, being conscientious of your voice, and making sure that you do things that you're ethically, morally inclined to do, especially if you're wanting to make a good impression. Because when they say good impressions are lasting impressions, just so it's bad impressions and lasting levels of emotional scars, psychological scars from bad dating and repeated dating of bad narcissistic friends, especially IT specialists. I would never recommend anybody date those type of people. They're narcissistic, they're controlling, and they're aggravating, and they're just a bully, and they're just somebody, once you tell them no and you don't want to date them anymore, they just don't stop. So let me try to go live here on Facebook, because it is a constant thing. If not, I'll reconnect it, and I'll have this as a second go live in just a minute, and I will definitely take care of this, and I will be taking care of a lawsuit against Facebook and Periscope, because this gets sold, and I'm tired of it, and I made it abundantly clear that I'm sick and tired of Facebook, and I'm sick and tired of Mark Zuckerberg and his epic failure to get this under control. And then on top of that, low of the cable company, AT&T, and then on top of that, Cox Cable will be sued subsequently, the business side and the personal side, and this narcissistic jerk, he will be going to federal penitentiary, state penitentiary, and then on top of that, the levels of antics with my cable company, and he continues to do this, and I'm documenting all this even though we're live. So I want you guys to know exactly what I'm dealing with in business, and why my brand re-roll out, and why my lives are always so aggravating and provoking and gaslit, because of a miserable narcissistic prick who doesn't know when to quit, and by the time it's all said and done, I will be asking for a restraining order, criminal, lifetime restraining order, and I will be suing him federally, civilly, criminally, and then I will be asking for him to be walked out, and I don't care if it's for an engagement, and I don't care if it's for an engagement or marriage or anything like that. I will say no, and I will throw the ring back in his face, and I will tell him, you disgusting, miserable jerk, because you continue to do the things I've asked you to stop doing. You're nothing but a narcissist. You're an abuser. You're a tormentor. You're a gaslighter, and you're a bully, and you're a narcissistic prick. There's nothing about you I like. You're unsafe. You're mentally unwell. You're a gaslighting, provoking, gaslighting prick. You've always been one. You've always been nasty. You've always been a jerk. You've always been a psychopath. You've always been a pathological abuser. You've been a narcissist. Your enablers are helping you do it. And then on top of that, Silicon Valley needs to be having a level of transparency for all your narcissistic jerk foolery. And by the time I get to tearing up Facebook in court, criminal court, county court, civil court, Tina Lawson and her son-in-law, who was married to her daughter, who has continued to play these duck mark games, and the Carter Knowles will be going to jail. And Tina Lawson will be going to jail for making fake accounts, fake reviews. And then on top of that, John David Elson, Uzizek Elson's son, my federal ex, who's a federal informant, DEA informant, and Uzizek Elson, who went to the OWN Network, will be going straight to federal prison. And I will be asking for a level of a restraining order, criminal, lifetime restraining order. And I'll be asking for a criminal order of investigation for the OWN Network and the antics that my Fed ex, Jason Ryan Grassley, Jonathan David Elson, Uzizek Elson went to and talk to that woman. I don't know her, and I don't like her, and I don't respect her. And by the time I get through tearing his behind up in court, federal court, criminal court, civil court, county court, we will be going to a level and layer of transparency and a level and layer of restitution, and I will put a criminal restraining order on him. I'm tired of this. And I made it clear to Facebook, for instance, 2015, 2016, I don't think this is okay to sit there and damage my life, and you continue to do this every single time, and I will put your narcissistic, nasty, phony, out of order, trifling, provoking, gaslighting, bullying tail in jail. Ivy Turok is also responsible for Facebook and also for the levels of IT hacks, IV hacks, and then on top of that, Ranger T6 and counsel, and I'll be asking for a formal warrant for her arrest today. I'll be asking for that for you guys, Elson, Jonathan David Elson, Kenneth Copeland, Sergeant Ken Petty up there in SDNY for the DEA cases. And I mean what I say, that I want a criminal level of transparency for Facebook, and I want them back at the Senate, Capitol Hill, and I want a warrant for the arrest of all the DevOps officers that have been told about this issue. And I mean what I say, that I will be leaving this IT tech, and I will be putting my exes, each one that are in IT, in jail. And I mean Sean Allen Whitfield, I will ask for a warrant for your arrest if I find out she had anything to do with the IT provoking gaslighting. You have an MCSC, MCSA background. And I mean what I say, that I will put your nasty, out of order, trifling, disgusting, miserable jail in jail. Carlos Ellie was hired by the OWN Network and did the investigation, and I will have him sued because I was told about his antics and provoking Uzizek Elson's antics, Sean Corey Carter's antics, Sam Jackson's antics, Max's antics, and continued Ivy Turok's antics, and Ranger T6. And I mean what I say when I will take each and every last one of you, including the white prick in Liverpool, who continue to play my federal records, to jail, and I will press the adequate charges. And I guarantee you Facebook will be named in those charges and Cambridge Analytica issues. And I guarantee you I will go to court over all of it. Because you all continue to do this, You narcissistically provoke and gaslight, and y'all continue this BS, and I made it clear that I'm tired of this, and I will ask for a warrant for the arrest of my IT exes, John David Elson, Uzziah V. Elson, his father, who's covered up all his work, and they went to the O Network, and I mean what I say, that I will put you in a federal penitentiary. I will put Sean Allen Whitfield in a federal penitentiary. I will put Uzziah Zeke Elson in a federal penitentiary. And then Jason Ryan Grassi, who is an informant at the Dense Cole Police Department. And I will put you in a federal penitentiary for all your stalking, your harassing, your provoking, your gaslighting BS. And I will name Facebook and Twitter and Periscope and Tina Lawson for making those fake accounts. And I was aware of the Carlos Ellie about the bot account on Periscope. And I mean what I say when I say I will go to court over all of it. Because you consistently continue to mess up my life. You continue to mess up my brand re-rollout. And I'm documenting this for court. And I guarantee you I will win my case because I'm documenting it in streams everywhere. So by the time I get to tearing your behinds up in court, you'll have to answer for it. The criminal police department that I asked for them to get you to stop. I reported each one of you about it. And I made it clear that I want a criminal investigation done. And it's going to get done federally, civilly, criminally. And I will get a lawsuit done. And I mean what I say. So with that being said, I'm going to disconnect this live, and then I'm going to subsequently document this live being damaged by Facebook, and the error occurred on Facebook. This is usually temporary. Wait a moment and try again. So this is a complicit level of DevOps antics, and I've addressed this to Facebook. I made it abundantly clear to Mark Zuckerberg, the disgusting, miserable Silicon Valley prick. I made it clear to Jack Patrick Dorsey, miserable Silicon Valley prick, about all these antics and buffoonery and DevOps antics. I made it abundantly clear to Council C-22, Ivy Chirot, to quit. I made it clear to Ranger T-6 and Council C-22 to quit. So I'm documenting every narcissistic person who's continued with their IT hack, IP hack, and that's Sean Corey Carter, B, and then several people, including Shannon Kennedy, Jonathan David Elson, Uzziah Zeke Elson's son, who is Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Petty, John David Elson, John Avery, who has the IT specialist background, and I will go to a criminal court, federal court, and I will ask for a federal investigation and add on to the SDNY case. And I mean what I say when I will get a restraining order for you. And then on top of that, Sean Ellen Whitfield, I told you already, if you had anything to do with these IT hacks, IT hack provoking gaslighting antics and tampering with the cable companies, I will subsequently sue you and Cox Cable and AT&T, and I will ask for a level of Capitol Hill inquiry, federal court cases, civil court cases, criminal court cases, county court cases, and lawsuits, and also restitution for all the provoking gaslighting foolishness. And then Canadian jerk, I mean what I say, that I will name you subsequently in this case, and I guarantee you I will win it and slam dunk it, and I will ask for a criminal restraining order for your part in this. I made it abundantly clear that y'all continue to mess up my business re-rollout. I made it abundantly clear that I'm tired of this. It's distracting, it's annoying, and it's a nuisance. And I made it abundantly clear that y'all keep this up. And I made it abundantly clear that I'm sick of it. I made it abundantly clear that I'm leaving you. I made it abundantly clear that IT specialist jerk will be going to jail. I've named everybody, and I've told the Pensacola Police Department, Atlanta Police Department, and I've also told the federal agents and federal agencies who failed to intervene. I guarantee you I will put you in a federal court, and I will testify against you in a federal court, and I will make sure I get my money that you cost me in business and business brand re-rollout. I'm documenting this for everybody to see exactly what I have to deal with, and this narcissistic prick does it every single time. And I made it abundantly clear that I will put him in jail, I will talk to Facebook, and I will go to the criminal level of federal court over it. And I will ask the charges and restitution. Mark Zuckerberg has known for years, and so has Jack Patrick Dorsey. And they were both written in enough time to get this under control. And when I say intimate dating violence, I'm tired of this. And when I say I'm tired of this messing up my brand re-rollout, this is exactly why I'm getting a divorce if I find out we're married. And you put, tell my wife I love her, tell my husband we're getting a divorce. And we're getting a divorce for your emotional abuse, your pranking, your provoking, your gaslighting, your emotional abuse, your tormenting, your IP hacks, your IP hacks, and your constant blatant disrespect for my business. And your blatant provoking, and your blatant gaslighting, and your blatant emotional abuse. And I'm tired of you. You tell my husband I want a divorce. And I guarantee if I find out we're married, I'm filing for a divorce. And I want my money, and I want you out of my life. And I do not want to ever be with you again. And I want you in a federal court, criminal court, family law court. And I want my money. I want my child support. And I want you gone. I don't ever want anything to do with you. That every one of your antics is funny to do. Your sadistic emotional abuse, your tormenting, your gaslighting, is why I don't recommend anybody date online. Don't ever date anybody online. And I'm documenting this for a federal court. I'm not deleting this live. I want everybody to see exactly what I have to deal with. And then this narcissistic prick has continued to do. And I report to the local police department, who did nothing. And he told me, he sat there and said, oh, the police are on my payroll. He sat there and said, oh, the city and county's on my payroll. They're not going to do anything, and they're all laughing at you. So since they're laughing at me, laugh at me when I go and divorce you and clean your clock out financially. For all your economic abuse, your provoking, your gaslighting, your emotional abuse, your embarrassment, your humiliation, all the things that you've done to me, and I'm fed up with you. So you tell my wife I love her, tell my husband we're getting a divorce. And it's flat out over. I want everybody across every platform to know why I'm divorcing this prick. If I find out we're married because he's IT act, provoked, gaslit, damaged business, embarrassed me, humiliated me one too many times, took my business for a joke, and continued to prank, provoke, and gaslight me, and I've made it clear that his pranks, provoking, gaslighting has pissed me off, ethically, royally pissed me off. And I do not want to deal with anybody who would sit there emotionally torment, programmatically gaslight me and emotionally abuse me and make fun of my businesses and damage my re-rollout and my rebranding. That is why I'm dumping this prick of a nasty narc husband. And I mean, I'm going to dump you and clean you out financially. I want to cross every platform why I'm dumping you, why I'm divorcing you, and why I'm suing you. And you're never allowed to see me again. And you're never allowed to come around me again. And I will clean you out financially. And I don't care how far I have to go to clean you out. I want everybody to know exactly why I'm sick of him. I want y'all to emotionally know why I'm sick of him. He's done this years. He is a sadistic prick. He gets off on provoking me. He gets off on damaging business. He gets off on tampering the AC unit. He gets off on tampering cars. He gets off on trespassing. He gets off on aggravating me. He gets off on embarrassing me. He gets off on provoking me. He gets off on IT hacking. He gets off on pissing me off. And he is not emotionally healthy. He is a sadistic, cerebral, somatic, controlling, provoking, gaslighting douchebag. And a nasty narc, and anybody who would sit there and damage a woman's business and her career just so he can control her, I don't want you. You are a foul prick. You are an emotional tormentor, emotional batterer, and what I have is reactive abuse syndrome, and I'm sick of you, and I want you sued for all your tormenting. You're gaslighting 8, 9, 10 hours, and you do this every day. I want everybody to know I hate this prick. I want everybody to know that I want to divorce this prick if I find out under duress I sign paperwork for a marriage. I want this pathological, narcissistic abuser out of my life. And I want any acquaintance that would sit there narcissistically, sadistically prank and provoke me in the manner of damaging my business, damaging my life, constantly provoking me, aggravating me, and gaslighting me, DevOps tampering my life, then I want a divorce. I want a restraining order, lifetime imposed. I want you guys to understand that we're going to go back and we're going to do this about dating and dating online. And I'm going to tell you exactly why not to date online. Why not to date a person who is an acquaintance who will become a red flag to you and sadistically prank and provoke you. And that's why this acquaintance, the Canadian jerk, will be getting a lifetime criminal restraining order and a do not contact order. And the other sadistic, nasty exes of mine will get a lifetime restraining order, criminal restraining order, do not contact order, or online, offline. Now I'll be asking for the feds to make them turn in their phone numbers. Every time I get a new phone number, get it and turn it into the police department. I do not want any contact. And I mean what I say when I say, if I find out we're married, tell my husband I don't love you and I want a divorce and I want one now. And just so you know, this is actually recorded on the phone line, and I'll be taking it to court. I'll take it to the court for the court judge and play it back what you did to me. And then on top of that, I'll go to court, federal court, criminal court, federal court, county court, and I will be suing social media because I've reported your issues. I report your stand, foolishness, emotional abuse, your pranking, your provoking, your gaslighting, and your bullying. And social media needs to be sued for allowing your emotional abuse, your tormenting, your gaslighting, and your constant provoking me and damages to my business. And subsequently, they'll be sued as a co-defendant because you continue to do this. This is report to law enforcement, and you tell my husband, since he says, tell my wife I love her, tell my husband I'm getting a divorce, you disgusting prick. I'm tired of you, and I do not like what you did, and I'm not forgiving you, and I want a warrant for your arrest. So let me disconnect this live, and I'm going to save this for court, and by the time I get through tearing them up, and Council C-22, Ivy Taroff, and Ranger T-6 up for their IP hack, and I was told about it, by the time I get through tearing them up, multi-paper trader, multi-state multi-district, federal, civil, county court, criminal lawsuits, and restraining orders will be applied. Yeah. They still messing with you? Yes. While I'm trying to go live and do my presentation, this prick decides that he wants to play DevOps antics and cable tampering, and then I'm dealing with the Facebook. And they continue to do this on a regular basis. Anytime that I'm dealing with stuff and when I'm trying to do business, they wait strategically to always do this every single time. And it's Ranger T6 at Council 2022 and Ivy Turok. And they sat there and told people why. Come on, she's ranting and nasty, this narcissistic, disgusting, miserable woman. And the same one who's telling that guy over there in Liverpool who played in my federal records and played in my face. So when I tell you that they continue to do this, yes, I'm tired of it. Yes, I'm documenting it, and we're live on social media across all platforms. And I'm making sure everybody sees it, everybody knows exactly what's going on, so he doesn't have the leg to stand up in court. And the Canadian prick continues to play games, and I'm tired of his behind, too, and I'm told about his antics. I made it abundantly clear about the Liverpool jerk and the other one that wants to play Duck Narc, and they've been playing those games, and I told y'all I'm tired of it. And then I got a narcissistic ITX who has MTSC, MCSA background. And then I have the other one who has a 31 Romeo from military, and he knows how to mess with cable signal units, and his dad is CIA, FBI. And I made it abundantly clear that I'm tired of both of them, and I will have him a criminal restraining order and a do not contact order, and I will have the local police department that he said he had on his payroll, and he said he would have me hurt, have me sniped, have me killed, and to have sex with my daughter underage. I'm tired of this narcissistic, provoking prick, and I'm tired of it. And then the dude tell my wife I love her, tell my husband I want a divorce, and he tells this narcissistic prick, leave me alone. And I mean it. It's over. It's more than over because he continues to play games. I told the local police department who I thought was doing that. And I told the local police department who I thought was provoking and gaslighting. I told the local police department, and this guy sat there and talking about, oh, the police are laughing at you. If they think it's so funny, then let's get a criminal investigation, federal investigation for 10 years back, and all the narcissistic provoking gaslighting, and the IP hacks, and the constant subsequent levels of Sarah, Vince, Prince Campbell, several other people who were involved in all the provoking gaslighting, including Max and several others, including Sam Jackson, LL, several people, including Will, and several other narcissistic pricks, provokers, and gaslighters who think this is funny. And I made it abundantly clear that I'll out them and I'll keep the documentation. And I meant what I said. If they mess with my stuff again, then I'll go and document this no matter what. I'll go back and redo the live, and I will go to federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court, and social media will be sued. Because it goes on Periscope, and that was because of Tina Lawson, and then the other guy that was up there that looks just like Sean Allen Whitfield, Carlos Elliott, was hired by the OWN Network, and my FedEx also went to the OWN Network, talked to that woman. And I made it abundantly clear that I'm sick of this, and I will document this for court, and I'm tired of it. I'll read it out to you, the IT string, so you can see exactly what I'm dealing with. Because it goes on and on. 922CF3, AT&T 3Q274D6, AT&T 42DP3IR, then you got Netgear 73, and John David Allison's number is 73 from high school. And that's the same one that played football in the high school football that we went to school together. That's the same narcissistic prick, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery, John David Allison is the same exact person, this person right here. And I made it abundantly clear, you guys, Isaac Elson went over there to the OWN Network, and my other ex, Jason Ryan Grassi, who I found was a Fed ex-CIA. And I made it abundantly clear that I'm tired of it. And since this prick sits in there and says he can have me sniped, have me hurt, have sex with my daughter underage, and does all fear-mongering, and somebody got on my live on Periscope yesterday, talking about, do you think it's possible that you'll die alone? No, I'm not going to die alone. I'm not going to die anytime soon. So I mean when I say I'm tired of this, and I want this miserable, nasty narc in jail. I've had it. Joke or no joke, I want them in jail. Each and every last one. Because when we talk about reactive abuse syndrome and dating, the abuser will abuse the victim for hours, days, weeks, years before the victim hits a breaking point and reacts to the abuse. The abuser then plays the victim and convinces everyone else or that he or she is the victim and the other person, real victim, is crazy or abusive or mentally unhealthy. So what you're seeing is reactive abuse syndrome. And at this point in time, I've been dealing with this narcissistic prick, his father, and then my other ex, who's an ex-CIA informant, also for the police department. I made it abundantly clear how far I'm going to go to court. And I got a hidden network sitting right here. And I was told that he's using a VPN and an IP cover-up. And I told you I'm tired. John David Allison is right there. That's the same one up there that is on my right hand, when you look at it, it's your left. So when you look at it, the guy in the black, that's John David Alston, Kenneth Dowdy, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery, Nicki Minaj's husband, the same nasty slut that called my phone in 2010 and knew my ex, Jason Ryan Grassley, who's a Jackson on the other side, Jonathan Taylor on the other side, related to Katrina Taylor. I'm documenting all this for federal court, criminal court, county court, and I'm tired of it. I want you guys to see exactly what I'm dealing with and the narcissistic foolery. And I told y'all I'm fed up with this man. And I'm fed up with all three of my exes, and all of them need to be criminally investigated and a lawsuit and restraining order. And I mean it. I told you I'm tired. I told you the next time he does this again, I'm tired of it. I want you guys to see the hidden network, and that's what's doing it. You see the signal? And everything else, John knows how to mess with signals. He knows how to sit there and do this provoking gaslighting BS. And I've got two exes that have that background. And I have one, John's dad, who has Isaac Alston, Freaky Zeke Z Alston on the BMF cases. I'm documenting all this. And she thought it was funny to mess with my life. And I said I was tired of this. And I said, if you had anything to do with this, Sean Allen Whitfield, that I asked for a criminal investigation, federal lawsuit, criminal restraining order. He said, why would I do that? And why would I mess up my career? Why would you turn back my paperwork in the state of Georgia? Why would you gaslight and provoke me in the goddamn grocery store? And why would you sit there and blame my face about my bathroom? And that was Storm Monroe that did that. Natasha Transgina Kibi, who's on the payroll, and Nicki Minaj, the same girl, called my phone. I'm not playing anymore. I'm tired. And I mean what I say, that I will go to a level of restraining order lawsuits for all the fake reviews that were done on my Facebook pages. And I'm addressing Facebook subsequently about this because you enabled this narc, and this prick has continued to do this. And I made it abundantly clear how far I will go in federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court to document this. So we've been here 40 minutes. I tried to reconnect these lives, and I made it abundantly clear that I'm fed up. I made it abundantly clear that I'll go to criminal court, county court, civil court, and I want you guys to see the exact error. So the next time that they want to play these death narc games, then they'll not have a leg to stand up in court. And I told you I'm tired. And this gaslighting crap goes on and on and on. So I want you guys to see that error so they can't have a leg to stand on, and I'm tired of it. Because what they continue to do and manipulate and provoke and gaslight, I've had it. And it goes on and on. And every time I try to do business, Facebook has done nothing but impede business and continue to allow this narc foolery. And I report these issues, the unfaithness, and John's stalking on Facebook. He's the one who got me kicked off of Facebook for 29 days because of his provoking gaslight BS. And I made it abundantly clear that Facebook had these people, these same people, provoking and gaslighting, who changed it over to my name. And it went, if it's after I addressed it to Facebook DevOps, they changed it to Facebook user. I mean what I say when I'm going to criminal court, civil court, county court, and yes, I am pressing charges. So we're going to go over how to date and how to date successfully in just a second. I'm going to go and restart this. I guarantee you it's going to be successful, and I will sue the brakes off of Facebook for this because these pranking, provoking, gaslighting BS antics and these DevOps antics is the exact thing that I told Mark Zuckerberg back in 2016, that he had a lot of issues and his corporate levels of gaslighting and corporate pranks and provoking and gaslight. I'm sick of, and I made abundantly clear to that Silicon Valley prick that he's unethical, immoral, and disgusting. I made it clear I'm tired of him. So I hope it was worth provoking and pranking and gaslighting me, because by the time I get through tearing up Facebook, I'll own it. I'm telling you, I'm tired. And they need to be audited, and the FCC needs to break them up. Because it's funny to play these games. And I want this IT specialist jerk, this narc prick, and that Samsung J2 that's from New Orleans that he keeps up this BS. I told you I'm tired. And I've also traced the strings out to Liverpool. I traced them out to California. I traced them to Ohio. I've also traced them to New Orleans, like I said. And I told y'all I'm tired of this. And I made it clear that out in California, where you guys, Isaac Alston's son, John David Alston, Ken Petty, under witness protection, Kenneth Zoo Petty, is the same one with the IT specialist background. And I made it abundantly clear how far I would go in court. So I want you guys to hear it from me, what I've been dealing with is this hidden network. Now, so the hidden network is used to control his computer. And at this point in time, I'm tired of it, and I want a federal investigation, criminal investigation, and I want Microsoft sued subsequently. And then on top of that, the levels and layers of messing with my Outlook and the letters that I sent to Microsoft about all this and the letters that I sent to each one of these corporate places, including Amazon, and when my beats was turned on and my beats was tampered with, and then the continued invasion of privacy, provoking, and voyeurism that they did. I mean what I say when I say it's going to criminal lawsuit from restraining order. And thank you for sitting up there messing up my life. I will be suing. You can guarantee that. You can bet your bottom dollar. And tell my wife I love her. Tell my husband I'm divorcing you, you prick. And anybody else that wants to get engaged, the answer is no. I will throw the ring in your face and kick you in your nuts and walk off. You're not worth it. So let me end this broadcast. Yes, they're still messing with me. On my answer questions, yes, this goes on hours on end, 8 to 9 hours at a time. And it continues to go on every day, all day. Tampering cell phones, constantly going in my Yahoo, going into my Google, going, and I have 31 breaches on Google, 21 breaches on AOL, and constant provoking gaslight. And I made it abundantly clear. And then on top of that, Russians have been trying to get into my account. And then on top of that, Venezuela, where you guys eat the elephant was at, in Colombia and whatnot, down there in South America, is where I told he was at. And he continues to provoke gaslight. And I continue to do this, and Ivy Turok, and then B, and Sean Corey Carter, and then on top of that, Max, and several others, including Katie Allen, Adam, and several others. And Ivy Turok is one of the co-conspirators who's continued to provoke gaslight, tell lies, and make me look stupid. And I told y'all I'm tired. This has gone on months, weeks, and years. It's continued provoking months and weeks and years, day in, day out, continued provoking gaslighting and the corrupt police department. I trace IP strings down to Escambia County Sheriff's Department and Pensacola Police Department and their corrupt officers who doctor paperwork and whatnot. And this man said he had the police on payroll and the police were laughing at me. And I'm telling you, I'm tired of this. I report these issues and each one that I thought subsequently was doing this, including up to his father. And I made it clear that I'm ready to go to court. And so while the guys come, I tell my wife I love her, tell my husband I'm divorcing you, prick. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of the antics. So I hope that answers everything that I'm dealing with. And the psychological abuse, emotional mentality, privacy, technology abuse, course control, financial abuse, economic abuse, and damages to my business, and the fake 157 reviews they did across my Facebook pages, and it was done in an hour, 57 minutes, and 48 seconds, and they did that in 2016. I addressed this to DevOps, and they've refused to take it off, and I'm going to be suing the break off of Facebook for that, and I've also written them multiple times, 2016, 2017, 2018, just like I did Jack Patrick Dorsey at Twitter about the same exact thing because I left Facebook to go to Twitter thinking it would be better, and they continued up, and that was Tina Lawson that did that, Bay's mother, John's ex-mother-in-law from Michelle, and I made it abundantly clear how far I will go to federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court, and get a restraining order for him. He is now Kenneth Petty, Officer Kenneth Petty on the DEA cases from FDNY New York. And I made it abundantly clear John was also the security for the Kardashian West crew. And I made it abundantly clear how far it's going to go. Chris and Kenner were the ones that sat there on the phone on Ring Central. And the phone call for Washington, D.C. was at 4:11 p.m. at the same time I was on the line. And I made it abundantly clear how far this is going to go to court. Because I'm tired of these petty antics, and Shoster Banks is the same one from WWE who came down here messing with me, not knowing I went to high school with people from WWE. And at this point in time, I want to walk out with criminal restraining order, federal lawsuit, and then on top of that, her to be fired from WWE and walked out and canned for all her antics and buffoonery coming down here. And Deborah from Emerald Coast Realty to be walked out because she lied to cops and whatnot, and they kept blocking my mailbox and Levant Bryant to DEA informant from Atlanta, Giselle Bryant's brother-in-law. And Lorenzo Bryant at CPD. So a lot of those corrupt cops participated because Jason Ryan Grassy was an informant over there, and so was Preston House, so was Sergeant Preston House, undercover cop. And I made it abundantly clear how far it's going to go in a lawsuit restraining order for the Grassys and the Allison family, and Kenneth Petty, John Avery, Kenny Copeland, Mindy Kuminoz's husband. And I made it abundantly clear how far this has gone, and I'm tired of it. And the psychiatric, nasty, out of order, trifling, disgusting, miserable Trinidadian whore called my phone in 2010. She knew Jason Ryan Grassy. And I made it abundantly clear how far it's going to go for a lawsuit restraining order. And I'm tired of the miserable whore making fake accounts for Tasha Transarina Kibi, her homegirl that's on Tasha K, that's up there on YouTube. And you guys, think Allison was responsible for the YouTubers that B Spector that was doing all the provoking gaslighting BS. And I made it abundantly clear that they did this again, that I was going to document it, and it's going across all streamings so nobody could sit there and tell a lie.
because when I go to court, each one of those YouTubers were involved in all the provoking gaslighting and whatnot. And Wiley is the one who sat there and friends requested me on YouTube. So Tasha Transurini Kibi sent him to do that. I meant what I said, that I was through the breakup of Tasha Transurini Kibi, the same one who stalked Cardi B, same one who's done all the provoking gaslighting BS and got the other YouTubers in the beat sector in trouble. She did it to everybody, and I'm tired of it. And I made it abundantly clear how far I will go in court for all of it, and the intimate partner violence, emotional abuse, and damages to my business. And I made it abundantly clear, if this happened again on Facebook, if this happened again on YouTube, if this happened again on Periscope, that I would let it all hang out, and I guarantee you I would win that court case, and I'm tired.
That's all I have to deal with today. I have to deal with Martinez, have to deal with Jay-Z, and have to deal with John David Elson, who is married to Michelle from Destiny's Child, Beyonce's old Nose Carter, sister and half sister, and that's John, who is married to her, and the same one is screwing Dave and Harvey. Tired of this, and I'm gonna set up sort of embarrassed the hell out of them. And I said, I'm not gonna go through the antics and the buttery and the provoking and the gaslighting online. And I said, I'm not gonna go through this narcissistic foolishness and the IT provoking gaslighting hacking anxiety out in days. And they went to the whole network playing my face. I meant what I said, that I would document this and I would improve my argument. I meant what I said, that I will take this man to prison and I will put him in jail. And any one of my IT exes will not be allowed to talk to me. And the lawyers will not play my federal record third field. And I have to deal with Queen Anne, and then I have to deal with Queen Elizabeth, and I have to deal with Andrew and Oprah Winfrey, and it was covered up, and my mom arranged Deborah Lee on the paperwork. Uncle Kel's not my uncle, and by the time I get through tearing their behinds up, you'll understand what it means not to keep playing games. I'm tired of this. This narcissistic bully goes on and on every day, all day, and I'm tired of it. And this happened 10 years ago, and it's been intimate partner violence ever since, provoking gaslighting. I got medically misdiagnosed from this doc, and by the time I get to tearing them up, and the whole network BS that they did, and T.S. Madison, one of my favorite police records, Timothy Benton, said T.S. Madison that sat there at I Love New York and played in my face and did this stuff in 2017 as well, and the answers in the flirtery that they continue to keep up. I admit what I said, I'll put Ivy to rocking her place. I was never ranting. And the miserable, caring, disgusting sociopath, pathological lying, she does this to every black person, she's done that as council situation to multiple times, and I'm tired of her. She did it to the guy in Texas, and she did it to me. They got my big written in turnaround and played my face. And I meant what I said with Ranger T6, who I interviewed in 2017, and I asked him, do you have the ability to mess with IT and do stuff like that? He's like, yeah, that's more MOS in the military. So he told on himself. So by time folks and done, I want federal investigation and warrants, and I want them both walked out of Council T22. If I can drop looks like the same blonde-haired woman with a page boy cut in the heart that asked for news for my daughter on WhatsApp and Keek, and I'm not playing. And the Ranger T6 is the one with the silver inside salt and pepper, and he has a brown mustache and goatee. I mean what I say, that I'm not playing more games. I'm tired of this. It's not statistic foolery. It's messing up my business and my presentations, and I'm sick of it, and I will be divorcing an IT prick. I will never, ever date another IT specialist ever again. I will never trust another IT person ever again because they know how to narcissistically abuse and provoke and gaslight and beyond the course of control and gaslight and provoke and gaslight and provoke until you have reactive abuse syndrome. So we're going to go break up this live, and we're going to go to the next one. We're going to talk about what you do to safely date online and what you do not to date online and what you can avoid online and how to go away from a person who's like that and how to get criminal restraining orders, lifetime restraining orders, do not contact orders, and including international orders for protection, and then on top of that, restraining orders for the Liverpool prick. I meant what I said. I'm tired of these wealthy, well-connected dogs thinking that they're above the law. I made it clear that I will document this, and this is also on the phone call. So if the feds need it, they can get it. I'm tired of this shit. With Roman Reigns, I went to school with the Uso boy. Those are my A1 from day one. Well, Sasha Banks inside of it, knowing anybody from WWE needs her ass whipped, and she needs to be walked out. And I mean it, and she better not bring her ass down here. She didn't have her wig on. She was a wiry, skinny girl with muscles and whatnot, and she sat there and played my face and sat there and tried to call me this way. I'm not this petty. And I've never been a petty woman in a day in my life. I've never been an FBI informant. I've never been a federal snitch. I've never been a confidential snitch. I'm not a rat, and I'm not a provoker gaslighter and a nasty abusive, nasty Trinidadian whore who went in federal records about Queen Anne and Tupac, and as well as Dr. Dre and the things that are in my federal records still. So by the time I get to tearing their behinds up and the anti-clean before they kept up, I meant what I said, that I'm not going through this anymore. I meant what I said, that I would dump an IT specialist and I would sue him. And then the subsequent woman that he's married to, technically they're not legally married, and if one that came down here calling me a fatty, then I would be the wife and I want a divorce, and I mean I want it now. And no, I would not remarry to save my life. And no, I would never marry anybody in IT because they're completely trusted and they're both risk out. I was afraid. I meant what I said, any acquaintance that came in my life, subsequently after that, played nice,
played friendly in front of my face, including the Liverpool prick. We played my federal rights at their field and played about 2 pops of night and whatnot. That's exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying and why I'm tired of this and why I'm not going to keep going to this step off Cambridge crap. And I'm not going through this provoking gap like BS. I meant what I said when I said I'll go to criminal court, county court, civil court, federal court, and I will testify and I will get a criminal restraining order. And I will contact Interpol to get a criminal restraining order for that jerk playing in my face and playing my federal records. And I meant what I said. Funny how people keep that fight behind the mask every day, which mask they hide behind depends on who's in front of them. There were 2 spots here with my neighbor down there from my house. So that you guys understand that was a line. And I'm not playing more games. A lot of options are home. So by the time I get to parents, cross the banks up from WWE coming down here behind Officer McMahon, I mean, what I say when I say there's going to be a criminal lawsuit for certain orders, and there will be an investigation to the police department, the National Sheriff's Department, and then I can strengthen IPX. I made clear that I'm tired of doing it, nasty behavior, and provoking a gaslighting and damages to my business. And seeing behind me, the suit, and the city of Fulton, city of the Cal, and the city of Atlanta will be sued. Teacher Lance Wallace needs to walk out in federal handcuffs, and Sabrina was a line by Tiny Kip, because Tiny Kip, or if anyone to know Jonathan David Austin, my bad ex, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Eddie, John Avery, the same guy I showed you. I'm fed up with this. I told y'all I'm bored of this. So, net gear 73, don't want to play that does not. Jones number in high school is 73. So, I want to work for the rest, and they're going to hurt and get it. Keep doing that. And then you guys, Dee Allison, who's pretty easy, Dee Allison, on the BMF cases and SD1 cases up there in New York. I mean, what I say that I'm done. And I want to work for the rest. You know, because we went to the own network. And that's what I said when I said stop provoking me and gaslighting me. It's gotten old. And it's what it's about, the marketing situation, that deal with behavior for me. All that season, everything that's been going on. So, this has to do with the Rock Nation. I want you to see everything up there. If they agree up to you, they said they gave you the rap and there's no paperwork, or bring the rap and there's paperwork, and they just confused up there, but not the meeting, something doesn't add up. John David Austin is one of these JV. Not that he's all those Carter husbands. I mean, there's a bunch of words there, but I'm not going to keep going for that. They keep speaking up about Desiree Perez. She's a rat. She's an informant. She's the one who turned in the cartel. I think that's about 2008. I never knew the CEO of Rat Nation was a rat. Isn't it funny? If she's seen Lily got pardoned recently, they need to rescind her pardon and put her in jail. Because I talked to Perez down there in Miami when I was on Safeway, Track Phone, and whatnot. I want you guys to understand. So this is about detail. And Rock Nation, FBI headquarters. This is funny for you guys, Ricky Dickie Allison, John David Allison, Janet Payne, Tim Copeland, Onika Petty, Barbage, and sat there talking about Jesse playing Jason. And she's a bad EP, and she's got an EP called Queen, and she thought I was trying to play my federal records. Now you understand exactly what I'm doing. Here we go. They need the butcher jumping in. Meek Mill, the 6ix9ine drama. No Dottie and West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, and Meek Mill all rats for a federal informant. They all work for a federal informant. Benny did 10 years in the Fed. He's picking up for me. All rappers, all working for Desiree Perez, the rat informant that turned in the cartel in 2007-2008. And since it was funny to mess up my life, I'm making sure that your life is messed up and you'll never be safe. And I'm tired of it. Fake facts. People not intimidated by 6ix9ine, so they're not intimidated by 6ix9ine, so they point fingers. But 50, Snoop, Jay, and a bunch of others ratted. At least own up to it. I'm just saying, call the police. It is what it is. I don't care what people say about me. 9/11, he got a gun, FBI. First, family first, and I'm staying free to see me and not to be near them. So I want you guys to see what that was all about. And since it was funny to play in my personal life, my professional life, and John came down here asking me about BMS and about these cases I knew nothing about. But since it was funny to play in my face, it's about DeHaven Irving. John had a stand for DeHaven because he was putting dick in Michelle. Michelle was a slut sitting up there cheating on him when they were married, and she kept on fucking DeHaven in Maryland. And so DeHaven is the one who got set up in Maryland and also in New York. So made abundantly clear, if you mess up my life again and you kept on drinking and provoking and gaslighting me, I'll hold my mouth of the water about all your hands provoking. And the 9193 cases are DEA cases that Jason Ryan Grant was on, with Henry on the case. He is a federal snitch and informant. He was Jackson on the other side, Doug Jackson, Jan Jackson's brother. I made abundantly clear, Chuck E. and Karen Jackson, now I'm not going to play any more games. And Jason said he had to go see Earl, and that's Earl Simmons, Mary Ella Holloway's grandson. And Dee Dee Holloway works in his home. I made abundantly clear how far I was going to blow the lid out the water about all the agencies who were being gaslighting, not foolishness. Katrina Taylor is John David Allison's cousin, and she was out there playing about what Paris and Belle said at Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I want you guys to understand why I'm playing this. So Katrina Taylor, that wants to talk about Edge Snatch and 49 Eva Rock, who's at the Home Network and wants to play my face. I want you guys to see exactly what I had to deal with. And he wants to play about what John did, whipping his dick out on me. And he said, I liked it. He went on to my Karen Corker Foundation and put a dog pee on somebody and relieving himself on someone. You get John David, Allison, Kenneth Copeland, Shannon Petty, a warrant. He's the same one who owns straight that white girl, Jennifer, who got the big work and whatnot. She's telling the truth about Nicki Minaj intimidating her and trying to pay her off to shut her up. And then she's got the Department of Justice paperwork that I've got and was sent to me in 2017. It's been and got my health and rearranged paperwork so I can turn it in. So I want you guys to hear Katrina Taylor sit there and play in my face about this and play on the internet. But the internet's the reason why a lot of people are going to go into jail. Sindel did in Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood, not knowing I have cousins on Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood and aunties on Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood. So while they were playing Death Duck Nart, they sat there and watched them do it. And I met my cousin in Atlanta. So when I tell you how far this went, and the pole vault and gaslight. So Katrina Taylor, Love and Hip Hop Miami. So since it was funny to play in my face about what John David Allison did to me unlawfully, illegally, and despicably, and Damon John laughed about it, there's nothing funny about it because Robin Koch is the same guy I know from MSNBC that I interviewed with, and the Winfrey guy that was sitting in my meeting. Yeah. So by the time I get to tearing this up and blowing the lid off of all this, then you understand where this is coming from. Wealthy, well-connected, and all she thought it was funny. And since it was funny for Damon John to laugh in a meeting with Brad Light, and they were talking about playing about that, just like Katrina Taylor was playing about that, John David Allison, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland needs to go in prison for what he did to me unlawfully, illegally, and then tying me up and taking pictures of me butt naked, or taking pictures of me while I was in the shower, undisposed, or taking pictures of me while we were having sex when I willingly had sex with him, not when he was forcing himself on me and told him to stop inserting me. So by the time it's all said and done, you're welcome. I hope he goes to federal penitentiary. And he's under witness protection here. He's only his bloody garbage. He's been sweating the cold my phone in 2010. So the next time Sasha Banks comes down here calling me Miss Petty, make sure I'm not Petty Pendergrass. Petty Crocker. And I play the same Petty pussy game that you're a whore of a homegirl, Onika Tanya Mirage Petty, who pays Tasha Sierra Andrew and Keezy, and sits there playing my face and her whinos, cry, whino! Just sit there and provoke gaslight and wildly just sat there in prison with me over a year ago. And I make what I said that I will piece it together and I will put you in jail. Anybody else have any questions? Anybody else have any questions? Because they want to play with my life. Because they want to play these embarrassing, provoking, gaslighting games and bullying, harassment games and pranking and provoking. I want you guys to see exactly what I have to deal with and exactly why I'm going to federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court, and I will be shooting the brakes off the whole network. And you guys, Jason Allison, John David Allison went there to the whole network, so Jason Ryan Grassley. And Jason's XBI, you guys, Jason Allison is XBI, and Jonathan David Allison is a DEA informant. And I made it clear, Beyonce is his sister-in-law from Michelle, the slut that fucks the Haven Army. Now, play with me if you want to. I'm tired of this. I said, if you keep on playing dark games, I was going to out everything that you've done and the whole network and how they were involved in that and my federal records that were sealed. By the time I get to tear y'all up in federal court, you won't have a leg to stand on. Oh, and just so you know, it's actually on the phone call. So that way, everybody knows exactly what happened. So we've been on this phone line for 1 hour, 4 seconds to 44 seconds. So now I'm going to disconnect the live, but that's all the proof, and I'm ready to go civil court, criminal court, county court, and all the psychological abuse, emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, IP hack, and then levels of AT&T and cost cable diminishing service and the provoking gaslight, the course debt, economic abuse, financial abuse, misdiagnosis, misdocumentation, and a billionaire disgusting, miserable, nasty sociopath played about Miss Twist, who did Michael's Security Disability, and played about Noah Taylor. Noah Taylor's John David Allison, Katrina Taylor's people. And by the time I get to tearing them behinds up, they won't have a dime to their name. I mean, times up me too.
So, hopefully, it's worth it for Tanika Diane Cottle Harris talk about my back bedroom. Bell Salas Allen and Gar, who's a protege of Kardashian West, and John was actually their security before he became Kim Petty. So Khloe Kardashian said John was a leak. No, he wasn't. 91, 93, 94 that your mom is on as an informant, including Dan Patrick, who's the officer who was down here talking mess to me and thought I needed treatment and I didn't. The same one that retired down in the Invincible Police Department. So I want a federal criminal investigation in the Invincible Police Department. And since the dude sat there and said the police department's on the payroll, he's got people in high places that can cover up all his wrongdoing, and the cop sat there and misdocumented, I sat there and tried to call me mental when I wasn't, when my nasty Fed exes went over there to own network 10 years ago, and then 4 years of political abuse of psychiatry psychology because Oprah was in a picture with Trump. By someone disappearing, I'm behind stuff, you'll understand what it means to play with somebody and play with my business. Time's up, me too. I'm ready to go to court. So this live for quality service and monitoring, and then on top of that, to tell you guys exactly how messages operate and why you don't online date. The people can present to you like there's somebody else and they're not. And they have a whole different identity and lie to you. That's what happened to me. So I'm leaving this live and we'll come back.
I'm sorry, you guys. This live was disrupted from IT hack, IP hack, and technology abuse and coercive control, provoking gaslighting antics. And I'm documenting this so that we can go to criminal court, county court, civil court, and each company, corporate gaslighting BS that's been going on. I'm documenting this for federal court, criminal court, county court, civil court, and for a criminal restraining order for Liverpool and for Ohio State, Carlos Selle, who was hired by the OWN Network, and then the continued provoking gaslighting antics and BS with Cox Cable and AT&T and the diminishment of service and degradation of service. And the provoking gaslighting antics have gone on and on, morning, noon, and night for 10 and 15 hours a day, if not 8 to 6 hours a day, and it's repeatedly gone on. And I want criminal restraining order for the IT specialist provoking gaslighting BS that they keep up. I'm documenting this for the radio show, and I'm also documenting this to go to court, federal court, criminal court, and get restitution for all of it. And the local police department can have a lawsuit, and the sheriff's department has the DEA cases and CMI cases that John David Elfin, Isaac Elfin, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, Kent, John Avery, alias Bob X, and Jason Ryan Grassi, alias Henry Mildew, have had up there in New York, and that's affected and grossly affected my life and my life, and I made it clear that I'm tired, and I will be going to court over it. And if I find out we're married under duress, that I want to file for a divorce, and I want a criminal restraining order, and do not contact the order. I'm documenting this for everybody to understand what it's like to have to deal with this in business, have to deal with the provoking, gaslighting, pranking, disgusting, sociopath, pathological abuser, and I'm tired of it. So I'm going to end this live. You guys take care.